Okay, go ahead.
My name is Bernardo Coles, C-O-L-E-S. All right, my inmate number is 1080887. I'm housed in Kings Mountain Correctional Center. In my medical situation, should I start on that now? Anyway, I had a stent put in my leg, like last year, and I had a bypass this year because the stent didn't take in my leg, right? I had gangrene, I had dry gangrene in my right toe, and it went it was being untreated for like 4 months before I got treatment on it. And when I finally got treatment on it, I went to the hospital called Clinch Valley Medical Center. And so that's when I got my bypass. You know, my bypass was maybe, I think, in June because the stent didn't take in my leg and it's the right foot. Okay, now I was in a wheelchair for like maybe I say about 6-7 months maybe. And so they just took the wheelchair on the 3rd of August. And when they took the wheelchair, I wasn't given no rehabilitation, no apparatus, no cane, walker, none of these type of things, right? And because of that, you know, they took the wheelchair, they said that I could walk. Okay. My toe right now, you know, is my toenail's been coming off. 4 of my toenails came off in the last week. And because it's like that, it's swollen. My foot is swollen. And I take medication, and in order for to get my medication, they normally bring it downstairs in the facility on the pod. Okay, now they saying that if I don't go up the steps, then they can deny me medication. So they've been denying me medication for 2 days. I just came from the nurse about 10 minutes ago maybe, and the nurse said, well, they are aware of my status, that's it, basically. Like, no, there's no restrictions. Well, this particular nurse...
What was that nurse's name?
Her name is Miss Bennett.
Okay.
Yeah, Nurse Bennett. She's been, like, coming at me on a vendetta, more or less. Okay. 2 years ago, I stole syringes out of medical hospital infirmary. When I stole the syringes, the nurses got fired. When the nurse got fired, they transferred me to another prison, and then they brought me back here. And her husband, the nurse name was Miss Hess, but her husband worked here, his brothers worked here, and ever since then, they've been coming at me sidewinder ways, and, you know, forgive me for my language, but, you know, they've been coming at me, and because they've been coming at me, this particular nurse, Bennett, when she was dressing my foot one day, she snatched the Band-Aid off, and I hollered and screamed. And she said, what is that about? I said, because you know, and blood started dripping down my foot. And the CO said, well, can't you see you hurt him? She said, yeah, and then smacked my foot. And then when she smacked my foot, you know, I was like, yeah, I started crying. I was like, I don't never want to talk to you again because you're in violation. So this morning, she told the inmates, other inmates, to tell me if I don't come upstairs, then I can't get my medication. So to me, she in violation of the Hippocratic Oath, you know, and the mistreatment of itself.
It is a HIPAA violation, and it's not really a HIPAA violation, it's a medical neglect. She's supposed to, if you have no means of getting to her, the medicine should be brought to you. I don't see why you would have to go upstairs to go get medication anyway, when it's on the first floor typically anyway. So,
yes,
ma'am. It doesn't make any sense. And how long has this been going on for? You said 4 months?
Well, it happened in the ending of 24. No, 25. The end of the 25, right? In November, that's when it happened. And then I caught the Dragon Green maybe January of this year. And from that moment on, that's when it's been a spiral going down with the Dragon Green and the stint and the stuff like that. So, you know, but when I mention the Hippocratic Oath, that's because she telling other inmates about my status.
Now that is the HIPAA, the HIPAA violation. Yes, mm-hmm.
Yes,
you got it.
I thought that was a total violation. So now she's screaming on me. I mean, she's really antagonizing me, you know, and making me want to curse her out. But then I don't because I know what I'm in steel for. I know that they'll lock me up. I already know that's what they're trying to do is lock me up. But when I wrote three written complaints. The nurse practitioner is named Miss Ball. She's supposed to be what they say a doctor, but she's not a doctor. She's a nurse practitioner. And she the one that took my wheelchair. She the one that told them that I'm not on no restrictions as far as I know. That's what she's supposed to do. And I don't know this for a fact. Because I'm just getting the flat from a lot of stuff that's going on.
Did you write a grievance?
Yes, ma'am. I just wrote a written complaint today. I wrote three written complaints today and one emergency grievance. I can't go to child, so if I don't go to child, I can't eat.
Okay.
So I'm not eating. They haven't fed me today. Because
they haven't fed you anything the whole day?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. Because they say I can walk. And I'm trying to tell them I
that
can
you're
walk,
in pain.
But I can't walk that far.
Right.
Ma'am.
That you're in pain.
Yeah, I'm in pain. In my toe, like I just said, you know, yesterday was one of the toenails fell off.
Yeah, you said four fell off so far.
Yes, ma'am, so far. Four fell off. I still got them. You know, they
are you
there,
diabetic?
But they speak. Yes, ma'am, I'm diabetic.
Wow.
And I'm 67 years old.
This is crazy.
And because I've been down 38 years, right, I made a mistake of stealing syringes. And because of that, it's like a down spiral. You know, they've been gunning at me ever since, you know. But, you know, I'm strong because, you know, my beliefs. It's just the fact that they keep coming and they ain't stopping.
Right.
So, Rashid told me to get in contact with you.
Well, Rashid, I truly appreciate him. Did he tell you this today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Tell him I appreciate it. And can you let him know? Is he anywhere near you?
No, ma'am, not at the moment. He's just with the child.
Okay. Can you let him know that I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know that needs to know? And I think it's worthy of a phone zap. And that I am gonna write it up, and I'll send the recording over to Evie as well, and we'll discuss it this evening, so that we can get on top of it. And I feel like we need to go ahead and call up there now, because you need to eat.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, do you consent to everything that you've given, all of the information that you've given me? You can send to me sharing this information with the group. And if we need to share it for other reasons, letting us share it so that we can help you, like on the media, on the internet or whatever, to tell your story.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I need any kind of assistance I can get. I appreciate that. And
all
I
right.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
And you want me to tell, yes, ma'am, and you want me to tell him.
Tell Rashid, I said I love him and to call me.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.